No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God. What does it really mean for us to put the hand to the plow? What does it mean to really gaze forward and to move straight toward the Lord? There's actually a functional interpretation I stumbled upon of this line where, again, from the standpoint of the the idea of you have two oxen and the plow, that, yeah, if you start to turn like this, the oxen go like this, and all of a sudden you've got a line that is anything but straight to your end point. And how there was a sense of fixing a horizon point to guide the oxen straight to that point, and that we should not let things distract, otherwise our path can become confused. And that's a beautiful analogy. I was reminded of that as I was praying on two instances. Yesterday I had a wedding at Elk Mound, with Father Wells taking a leave of absence. I've been temporarily as well kind of taking care of things at Elk Mound in addition to Sacred Heart St. Pat's. I'm really looking forward to July 1st. incidentally, last weekend, if you didn't know the reason why Father Hoffman was here, Sacred Heart St. Pat's staff are like, "Father, you've been our administrator for 6 months, but you haven't celebrated a single Mass here." And don't get us wrong, we totally understand that that wasn't part of the game plan, but could you give us one weekend? And so that's why we did this switcheroo. But back to the topic of today. That couple, beautiful, Dan and Hannah, and a couple that, as you can imagine, went through a lot. I mean, think about it. For those of you who have been married or are engaged, you know, a month before their wedding, oh, by the way, the priest that was going to do it has stepped away, and we don't know who's going to do your wedding. A little marital panic was setting in. But I took them out for dinner and got to know them. And I remember Dan saying to me, "Father, I'm so thankful that I'm marrying Hannah. Because I was thinking, I want to have everything figured out in life. I want to have everything set in place. I wanted to have our careers set. I wanted to, you know, have all of our debt paid for. Then I'd be ready for marriage. Then I'd be ready to move forward." But Hannah, and then I love Hannah, she cut him off. "But Father, I said to him," they totally understand how marital dialogue works. "I said to him, but if we wait for that, we'll never get married. That part of me figuring this out is you. Part of me figuring out this life that we're called to embrace is going through the uncertainties together. I don't want to wait till I'm completed because you're part of my completion." And then Hannah kind of looked at Dan like, "Remember that conversation?" And like, "You two are going to be just fine." But it's so true. And I think that there's that conversation with them really cuts to that essence of what does it mean to put to the hand to the plow. As I've shared with you in the past, when I was first ordained as a priest and would sit with engaged couples, when they would say, give me the whole, "Father, we're going to be doing this in 5 years, and then this in 10 years, and then this in 15 years. When I was first ordained, I thought, wow, they put a lot of thought and energy into this. Now, after 18 years, I think today's my anniversary, by the way. I can't remember. After 18 years, I'm now sitting there thinking, how do I break the bad news to them that everything that they just laid out isn't going to happen? That their great plan is going to get blown to smithereens probably within 3 or 4 days after their vows have been exchanged. How do I share that with them. And I said to them over dinner, you two have just affirmed one of the few insights I've ever gained on marriage. Marriage isn't about can you two plan a life together, but marriage is about, is this the person that God, for whatever reason, has opened a door for both of you to take each other's hand, to walk through the sacred door of whatever the unknown of tomorrow is, and come good times, bad times, happy situations, sad situations, joy and tragedy, that you want to face all that mess with this person and the Lord? That's ultimately what the question is. And then I looked at Dan. Yeah, Father, you're right. And I'm so glad it's Hannah that I'm going to be, whose hand I'm going to be holding. Great! Put the hand to the plow and do not look back.